to these churches that, as I mentioned, were real churches with ordinary people, different temperaments, different backgrounds, different personalities. They made up the congregation, just as you make up the congregation here in Ackerley. And as he spoke to them, he often adopted his words to something that was significant about the city in which the church assembled together, where they met. You remember when he was writing to the church at Thyatira, the reference was to the dying and so on, something that they would have been very familiar with. And whenever he was writing to Laodicea, Laodicea was well known for its position as a very wealthy society. There were a lot of very well-off people in this area, and it was known as, at one stage, as a financial centre of the ancient world. As we would say in Northern Ireland, there were many of the people there, and they had a bob or two, because that was obviously the case. Much of its wealth was acquired in the area through the manufacture of a special eye salve. Around Laodicea, part of the industry was the pharmaceutical business, as we would know it. They also were involved in the selling of black woolen cloth. It's also notable regarding this church at Laodicea that it was located near a place called Hierapolis. Now, there were hot springs there. I don't know if you've ever been to any of those parts of the world where there are hot springs. I've seen them on TV. That's as close as I've got to them. But you know exactly what we're talking about. Also, this church was not an awful distance away from Colossae, where the Colossian church was. And at Colossae, there was a very pure cold water there. Paul knew about that when he was writing in Colossians 2 and Colossians 4. I want to notice this.